Triple M's Rush Hour. Please welcome Adelaide Crows coach, Matthew Nix.
Yeah, he joins us on this gloomy Tuesday afternoon, but I'll tell you where it was gloomy.
Oh.
It was very, very gloomy up at, what's it called now? People's First Stadium.
That's it, Bert.
Welcome, Nixie. And what the hell happened? Why did it take three quarters to get going?
It was gloomy up there. Not just the weather, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it took us a half to get going, didn't it? We really didn't look like it in the first half. We regrouped at half time and came out, I guess, got the plan right, probably just changed our, you know, a couple of small things and our mindset. Yeah, but it was a disappointing start for us, really disappointing. We hung in there, though, from a scores against point of view, which was a positive. So, we look at, obviously, a bigger picture as well of the whole season, and that's a big one for us to have 60 points in that day. You know, we're under pressure early. We didn't take our chances forward to centre. We just couldn't keep the ball in there. But once we'd made the adjustments, we were able to do that and probably didn't quite get the luck we were after in the third quarter, and then it all came flooding with the last, but too late. Too late, unfortunately.
Some positives, obviously, in the last quarter, but why does it take so long? Did you not expect it to be wet? Did they take too long to adjust, as you're saying? Because it just looked like a different game out there. Gold Coast were clean and we were fumbly.
Yeah, they were. And to their credit, they were super clean. They were explosive, you know, especially that first 10 minutes of the game. Yeah. They were so sharp with their hands. This is one of their weapons. We watched it from the week prior. They were right out of the blocks. They've got an elite midfield that run harder than any I've seen over the last few years. Whether they've added to that, I mean, Miller's on another level. So we were challenged with that. We were challenged, and that gave them out a number of times. They were a lot cleaner then with the ball from there. And we found ourselves on the back foot. Not saying we're not. At our best, we're very clean with the ball, and we just didn't adjust as fast as they did. We were prepped for it. We talked through it. I don't know if you know, we had the sprinklers come on out at West Lakes. We haven't had rain out there for a while, but we cranked the sprinklers during the week, you know, knowing it was going to be dewy, even if it wasn't necessarily bucking down with rain. So it's a work on. We'll have some stuff to come away with from it, and wet weather footy and what's needed. You know, now we've got a number of night games coming up as well. They often do get slippery, so we'll be better for that experience.
Nixie, Matty Crouch and Lairdy picked up 63 disposals between the two of them. Similar like type players. Have they been productive? Are they productive around the contest and around the football? Because if you're getting 33 touches, you've got to be piercing the opposition with bullet-like passes inside forward 50. I know it was a shitty night, but are they being productive with the ball in hand?
Yeah, 100% they are, in my opinion. I mean, everyone's got different opinions on it. That's not our issue from the weekend. We didn't lose the game of footy because our midfielders weren't productive. I mean, our midfielders went up against a very strong midfield, and I thought that was a great battle. You know, we ended up with two more inside 50s than our opposition. We gave ourselves a chance, and we weren't good enough really in our front half. So when I say that, I don't mean our forwards. Mm-hmm. I mean our entire group. We play a certain way where we need all 18 of us to play that front half footy, and we weren't good enough at it on the night. Well, not for long enough anyway. You know, we put a quarter, maybe a half a footy out there, which when you get behind like we did, is not enough.
Must have been ecstatic with Isaac Rankin. We know that he's an exceptional player, but in those conditions, I thought just the way he was able to handle the ball was outstanding.
He's a super talent. He's clean. You know, he's going to spend a bit of time forward and a bit of time on ball. Probably a little more forward as the season plays out. But I thought he was one guy who really stood up for us, showed what he's got. I thought there were a number of really positives that came out of the game. I mean, our backs, you know, hung in there under some really high levels of pressure. I thought Soligo, coming on after his interrupted sort of off-season, was a real positive for us. You know, we wanted to make sure he was ready, and he showed us that. That he's ready now to play the full game. And talk about clean, I thought he was super clean with the ball. And as you mentioned, you talked about our mids. I thought Matty Crouch was one of the best on the ground. His stuff that he does inside, was as good as any. He went head-to-head with Rao a number of times. The two of them, like, they're the similar player. They're just bulls in and under. So I thought Matty came off and was probably one of the best on the ground.
Avery Shelley was a positive as well in that second half. Nearly pinched it for us there in the last quarter. He must have been extremely happy with the way he's gone, because he sort of just drifted out of form last year for whatever reason.
Yeah, and that can happen when you're, I guess in the earlier part of your career, you're a little younger, and the season can catch up with you. But we know that Josh, at his best, he's one of the stronger players in the competition. He's dynamic, and when he's feeling fresh, he showed what he can do, especially later in the game. It was great to see him, not just that sort of polish and finish in front of goal, but I thought he showed some real hardness, and he's done that the last few weeks, even being West Coast, where he's put his head over the ball and he just hasn't given it up, and he's been rewarded off the back of that. So, yeah, there are a number of pleasing things out of the game, be it, at the end we sit there really disappointed with the way we started, and we know we've got to be better than that this week.
Matty, the move of Lachie Murphy down in defence, was that for opposition matchups?
No, I think Murph just got lost.
You're telling me he got lost in defence? He forgot which goals he was kicking to, was he, Matty?
What the hell? Wouldn't be the first one.
No, but what you'll find, that's Murph working hard from probably a wing position. He does a little bit on the wings for us.
Yeah.
When we've got to give Jones and Scholl a rest in quarters, or at least one rest a half, then Lachie Murphy will go to a wing. What you probably saw there was, he found himself back there needing to defend when we're under pressure.
Right.
He just got lost. I've actually kicked the ball the wrong way in three games in my career.
Have you really?
One of them was the first ever game I played against Adelaide. There was a lot going on.
That
forgot
well.
My way. Kicked it straight to Tex. Hey, it was another loss under a goal, though. The question marks will be asked again.
Jeez.
And that's fair. Question marks will keep coming. We understand that. That's, I guess you come back. You start the way we did. Well, geez, you're doing well to get within a goal.
Yeah,
so
true.
The last thing we want to do is lose by 60 points. Yeah. We want to always be there and be fighting. But again, we're not going to accept the first half and the way that played out.
Hey, you must be looking forward to Friday night, though. Geelong, it's going to be a lot different football as well.
House. 25 degrees.
Dry.
Yes.
Exactly in front of your home crowd. It's going to be buzzing.
It will be. I'm actually standing on the oval right now. We're going to have a run around out here tonight. And so, from an atmosphere point of view, we can't wait to get back out here in front of our crowd. And our supporters are huge. This venue, there's nothing like it. So I know a lot of our guys enjoy the big stage. They've loved playing on it. We haven't got it right every time, but we've had enough success on these sort of stages to really look forward to it. And there's not much bigger than Geelong and the team they're going to bring across. They're experienced. We're inexperienced, but this is our home, so we'll have 50,000 that will be here for us.
Hey, can't wait till the Cats Friday night. But how do you find the balance in reviewing a game like that against Gold Coast? Because obviously a lot of positives towards the end, a lot of negatives at the start. Do you get it out of the way on a Monday? Is it done then, or do you revisit it? What's the best way? There's an art to it.
Yeah, we knocked that one over as quick as we could because it was a really clear, simple area we missed. And it was our lack of aggression, guys. We weren't assertive enough to get at the opposition. So it's something that we've prided ourselves on. So it was a really hard one to sort of swallow, even at halftime when we were sitting in the rooms and we're able to, we nowadays can get vision and from every angle you can possibly imagine. And so we're able to show them at halftime what it is we were lacking. And then to be able to change that, we knew we'd get it right. It was just, for whatever reason, we weren't quite focused in the areas we needed to be. So Monday's an easy review. We went straight back to it, knocked it over in three or four edits. And then there's obviously other things you look at. We look at the positive as well out of the game. What did we do well? So we make sure we don't stop doing that. So it's a pretty quick review, Bern, and then we're into Geelong.
Tex thinks he'll be all right for Friday night. I suppose he's got to get through your main session. When is it? And do you think he'll be okay?
Tonight.
Your main session tonight. So out here. We're reasonably confident that he'll be okay. If you talk as we do in footy terms, what percent is he? Right? We'd say sort of 80, 90%. He'll get through the session tonight and move well. He's feeling a lot better catching up with him this morning. So he's one. And then Jordan Butts had some soreness through a foot that we won't take too much risk with. So he won't train tonight, but we'll back him in to do a session on Thursday. And so again, he'd probably say he's 80% chance to play. And this is more of just sort of limiting risk.
Poor old Lachie Gallant comes in and it's torrential rain. May go straight back out. Poor bugger. He's been waiting for a long time. What about yourself, Nixie? This contract keeps hanging around.
I asked him that last time we had Nixie on.
That was three weeks ago.
Last week. Did we have Nixie on last week?
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And things happened in 2 weeks.
Nixie said we had him on last week.
Righto. Well, has anything happened in the last week?
None.
Well, how do you know, Matt Jarvis?
What, it hasn't come through yet.
It's been a big week. There we go.
No, the only thing I can say is the same as last week, guys. We're in a great space. Yeah. We're very much aligned.
Yep.
So yeah, just stick with us.
We will. No, hey, Nixie, interest rates are on hold today too. Did you know about that?
Well, I do. I've got a substantial home loan.
Hurry up and sign the club. Hurry up and sign your contract. Hey, good luck with training. We can't wait to see you Friday night in front of a big crowd. Over 1 million people will be watching, so make sure you go out and do us proud.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
you. Good on you, mate. Matty Nix. Good sport. It's tough being a senior coach. You two don't understand what it's like. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
And just imagine coaching AFL football.
Yeah, wow.
And why don't you come up with your own questions about Nixie re-signing? I did that last week, Boom.
Well, you can't ask him each time he's on.
No, because it might
have been a development.
If that was Nick, I would have just said, mind your own business, Boom. You asked me that last week. Next question, please.
Okay. Well, he didn't, and he wanted to answer it, so we'll move on.
Let's talk about your Triple M contract, Joe.
And your coaching career.
It's going to get ripped up.
If you want to bring up your coaching career, let's go down that
path. Let's not go there. Okay. This is a rush hour.
That's a cuticle 133353. We're going to send somebody along to see the Crows take on Geelong.
Sending
your teeth in?
No, clearly not. Get up, Molly, on a brick.
This is an elite show.
They're playing this Friday night at Adelaide Oval. Tickets are available at ticketek.com.au.